so tired of me. God, I'm ready. All I need is one touch.
Listening to KAYT 88.1 FM Gina Alexandria, 98.9 FM Monroe West Monroe, 92.5 FM Shreveport Greenwood, 100.1 FM Lake Charles, and KQJO 99.3 FM St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1815 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Nation, and her issue was concerning, but the Lord was passing by. Her issue was concerning, but the Lord was passing by. Now, Jesus' reputation was known, and many people knew what he had done, and many people were following him. And we see an interesting part here, that the contrast here is between the woman and the child. The contrast, Brother Hinkson, is that one 12-year-old child and the woman had been sick for 12 years. One had 12 years of joy, Dwayne, and the other had 12 years of misery. During this time, the woman had an issue of blood, had nothing but pain, chaos, and discouragement. But during the same 12 years, Jairus had a daughter who he had joy, hope, and excitement over his daughter. We would discover that both their needs were driving them to Jesus. Both the woman need was driving her, but also the child need was driving. That father was driven according to the law, though. The woman disease made her unclean, according to Leviticus. And for your note-taking, in Leviticus 15, 25 through 27, she was unclean. Because of her uncleanness, three things would have to have been taken from her. One of the things taken from her would have been her religion. She would have been excommunicated. She could no longer take part in worshiping God. She was shut out of the temple and synagogue worship because of her uncleanness. Secondly, her family. She would have been divorced from her husband. You notice they didn't say anything about the man. She would have been divorced from her husband according to the teaching of Hilliard. Now, Hilliard, just for your knowledge, Hilliard was a Jewish religious teacher who lived in Jerusalem during the time of King Herod. This woman issue, there's that word again, would impact her family, and her family would have been broken up because she could not live in their home while she was unclean. Boy, times have really changed, haven't they? Anything she touched became unclean. And if they touched it, they themselves would become unclean. The point is drawing bigger. Her children would have been taken away from her if she had any at that time. Her social life, she would have been ostracized from society. She could have no social contact in the marketplace or in any social setting because of her uncleanness. Now, she only had an issue of blood. She was experiencing both physical and mental agony. Twice in Scripture, her disease was called a plague. That Greek word has a connotation of the word whip. Just as a whip, this woman's disease drove her away from, drove away her strength, depriving her of motherhood. Her possessions, all of the wealth she possessed, we see, hadn't helped her. For she had spent it all, and her condition became worse. She had followed all of the cures described by the doctor. Talmud is a Jewish commentary in the Old Testament, which indicates that there were 11 such cures that she could have used. She had paid for each one of these cures. She also followed each cure precisely. This woman had done everything in her power to cure herself. She had gone from doctor to doctor. Am I in your neighborhood? She had done everything humanly possible, and yet she had grown worse. She was not getting better. In verse 27, it says, when she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said in verse 28, if only I may touch his garments, I shall be made whole. So this woman pushed through the crowd. She was determined. She believed that if she could just touch the hem of his garment, she would be healed. Antioch, this single hymn has caught the attention of the world. Scholars believe that what she actually clutched was a tassel on his clothes. The tassel is located at the bottom of a robe and on the arm area. The woman had to reach Jesus, struggling through the crowds, and make contact with him. And verse 30 says, and Jesus, immediately knowing in him that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, who touched me? But the disciples said to him, you see the multitude thronging you, and you say, who touched you? And he looked around to see her who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. The woman kneeled before the source of life. For 12 years, her blood was an issue, for it could not be healed. But there was something about Jesus and Jesus' blood, Brother Hinkson, because his blood will give remission of sin and atonement. Two bloods here, Dwayne. Here's my point. Remission means a cancellation of a debt. This cancellation was of a disease, a pain. When this woman, Antioch, came in contact with the source of life, her issues, her disease was canceled. Check this out. Here's a spiritual play on words. Her issues or her disease was put in remission, which means it was canceled anyway. Jesus never touched the woman, but she touched him. Now, you got to get this. The woman issue made her unclean, and everything she touched was then unclean. But when the woman, knowing that her uncleanness would come in contact with the one who could handle her issue, when she reached out and touched the hem of his garment, when she reached out and touched the tassel at the end of his garment, she was made whole. When we think about what the Lord was doing, what was unclean in her became clean. It only became clean because Jesus imputed his holiness and his righteousness upon her. Now we understand why Jesus said, "Power has gone from me." That power is healing power. That power is restoring power. That power is regenerating power. When she touched him, Jesus said, "I feel something because something just left me." And when she reached out and touched him, although she was unclean, being unclean meant that everything untouched became unclean. But when you get in touch with the one who had no sin, and she reached out and touched him, when she reached out and touched the source of life, what was unclean became clean, because Jesus said, "I am come that you might have life." And what Jesus was about to give her was eternal life through the touching, the restoration, and the regeneration. She was chained. The power to restore, to redeem, to reconcile. I understand. When Jesus died, they pierced him in the side, and blood and water, Daryl, came out. The blood symbolizes, preachers, y'all need to write this down. The blood symbolizes remission and atonement. And the water symbolizes regeneration and purification. Water, you can't get clean unless you're washed. Because every now and then we get dirty hands, but in order to get that skin clean, you must be washed. Jesus said, "I don't need water to be washed. I can use my blood to clean you." Jesus said, "My blood changes things in every one of our lives." And when the Roman soldier pierced him in the side, blood and water came out of his side. Blood symbolizing what he was doing. He was redeeming us. He was causing remission of sin. And when we come before the Father, the God Almighty won't see us the way we are, unclean. He'll see the blood, which is the remission of our sin. And that water purifies us. Another word is justification. That word simply says he just made us right. So when the water hits you, all we have to do is rejoice and know that we've been made right. My uncleanness has been made right. My stuff in me has been made right.